Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here on this special day in which we'll be recognizing our veterans. Veterans Day was yesterday, but we're going to do it today because we want to honor those who have served our country in the various armed forces. And I want to draw your attention to the fourth book of the Psalms, which includes Psalms 90 through 106. It's called the Praise Book because there is so much that is given to us that honors the Lord. And in Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." It's a good thing, we're told, to praise the Lord. You know, that word good appears throughout the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, but it has an important value to it. What did God say about His creation when He was finished? He said it is good. Same word is used here. It's a good thing for us to praise His name. The same word that was used to honor His creation, that it was good, it was without failure, it was without problems, it was pure and perfect. It's a good thing for you and I to thank the Lord and to sing praises unto His name because He is the Most High. When you think of yourself and realize that we're very small in comparison to all of His creation, and yet He deigned to love us and to send His Son to die for us on Calvary's tree because He loved us with an everlasting love, that thought, that notion brings value to us. We were created in the image and likeness of God. And so we rejoice this morning in the greatness of our God. We rejoice in His love for us, and we rejoice with the opportunity that we have today to praise His holy and precious name.